You're listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey, and today I have a real patient for you to meet. Her name is Maria. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So Maria is a patient in our med spa, and we're so honored that you're willing to share your story and your experience with our audience. So tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe what brought you to us.
Yeah, I started coming here in 2016 after one of the nurses that I work with who has excellent Botox. And I was like, where do you go? And she's like, La Jolla, across the street, ZyMed building. And so I made an appointment. I had done Botox a couple of times before, and it never really set me on fire. Mm-hmm. And then I came here, I met Brittany Haley, and that is where it begins.
She's the best. She's really, really good. So you've been our patient for a long time then.
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Wow. That's exciting.
I would eat cat food if it meant that I could still come here and get all my treatments done.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much right there with you, sister. So yeah. So tell us the first cosmetic treatment you ever did. Was that Botox or?
It was. With you guys, it was Botox. It was just a very small treatment. And it really just helped me kind of dip my toe in and didn't feel any pressure to do anything more. Just kind of like gave me what I wanted in the most natural way possible. I guess that was, was I 34, 35, something like that at the time. So yeah.
And how old are you now? Do you mind me asking?
40. I'm almost 41.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, well, you don't look it at all. Not even close.
That's the point.
That's the point. Exactly. So was there ever like at the beginning when you were thinking about Botox before even you came to us, was there like some moment that pushed you over the edge that said, I got to do this now?
Yeah.
Or was it gradual?
I was living in Philadelphia at the time, and I remember like seeing photos of myself and all of a sudden being like, oh my God, like what is this? I had been on a climbing trip and I had been squinting a lot in the sun. Oh. And then when I came back from the climbing trip, I was looking at photos of myself and I had a white spot in the middle of my 11s where I'd been wrinkling so hard and like squinting so hard that like it didn't tan and the rest of my face did, you know? And then of course you got to look at your mother or your dad. And I was like, oh God, I see what's coming. So that was sort of my initial, like, well, let me at least knock this out.
Well, what's the entry point? It's either sometimes the medical grade facials and skincare or it's Botox because it's like the first thing you do notice is that area between. And some people it's just habitual, you know, you find yourself washing your hair in the shower and you're scowling. You're like, why?
Yes.
You know, because it's a habit and you don't even realize you're doing it.
And I think there's enough bad Botox out there or people that are more frozen than they need to be. And then you've got the other, you know, some of my coworkers who are like, I want to express myself. And I'm like, well, if you're doing it right and you're going to somebody who is good at what they do and understands, you know, anatomy and structure and how this product works, then you should still be able to be expressive and convey your emotions without having huge deep wrinkles in your face. You know, you're going to still have movement and still be yourself. So.
Right. And I think that is a common misconception that you'll look like somebody different or you'll be frozen. Your face isn't frozen. Not at all.
You shouldn't be frozen. You're not going to the right person. So
what was your first impression about coming in for your first consultation and treatment with Brittany?
Everybody's really nice, really friendly. And I guess the biggest thing was I sort of expected, you know, I'm coming in here and I'm in Southern California for the first time and I'm getting Botox in Southern California. And I expected just a lot of like fakeness and to be kind of pushed into a certain direction. And between Brittany and then there was another provider who's not here anymore, who I saw, who are just very like, no girl, we're going to give you what you want and we're going to do it well. You just trust me. And so it was just low stress. I think that was the big thing. I felt like I was listened to. Nobody pushed anything extra on me. And that was really refreshing. I think I was expecting, you know, you go into a place and you get your lashes done, let's say, and then they're trying to sell you their lash serum, their eyelash brush, their cleanser, you know, all these things that you just, you know, I don't need that. So yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
So you had Botox, or you continue to have Botox, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And then you also had the Halo laser.
Yes. So I went through a breakup in 2017. And at the time I came in for my regular Botox treatments, and I was seeing Erin Hewitt, I think that day, mm-hmm. who's not here anymore, but I love her. And I basically explained to her, like, listen, I've gone through a huge breakup. I said, you know, I want to be refreshed. I need something big. And she's like, I got you. We're going to do the Halo. And she was like, it's going to fix a lot of, I can't say enough about the Halo. It's going to fix a lot of the kind of like tone. It's going to fix a lot of the discoloration and just kind of reset you. And I've never seen so much change with just one treatment. I think like my first Halo treatment was just night and day.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I look back at photos of myself and there are age spots, huge freckles.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, sunspots that are gone. Like I looked at photos of myself and I was like, I have freckles. I completely forgot that I had freckles. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That's one of our most popular treatments is Halo. And I think it's because it's like, it can help everybody and it can do a lot in one treatment. And for the listeners, we have an episode about lasers, and then we did another episode with Julia specifically about Halo. So what did they do when you had that, if you remember, to make you comfortable during that treatment? And how did you feel later in the day?
She used numbing cream, I'm almost positive. And then I take the medication. I don't feel like you don't get a prize at the end of the day for being in pain. So I took the pain medication and I'm glad I did because it was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And she blasted me and I can honestly say I don't remember too much of it. And then the next day I was fine. I think a lot of people have like limited downtime with the laser and they say, oh, it's 3 days back to work. Let me tell you something. That was not my experience. I'm a slow healer. Same thing with like tattoos and stuff like that. I am kind of slow to heal. So I needed to lay low for closer to 5, mm-hmm. but once the swelling went down and that dead skin starts to slough off, my God, underneath was insane. So totally worth it.
Yeah, it's really like a 5 to 7 day healing time. And Julia was saying it kind of doesn't matter. You know, Halo is very customizable where you can like dial it down or dial it up, but almost no matter what, or if she adds some other treatments on top, it kind of is, if you really plan on that 5 to 7 days, it's going to be about right.
Yeah.
3 days is depends on what you do for a living. If you do what I do for a living, you know, that's fine.
Sure.
Everybody's used to seeing us with fried off faces, but keeping yourself, I think, out of the sun is really important. And so you started to see a difference, what, within like that first week, at the end of that first week?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And then it's like, it's kind of gradual. I mean, like once it sloughs off and then, you know, you're still red, you're still kind of pink underneath. And then as that kind of goes away in the sweat, I mean, I looked like a little anime character for a while. I had these huge cheeks and then once that swelling kind of subsided, I feel like it took at least 5 years off my skin. Just that one treatment. It really made a huge difference. I can't stress that enough. It is probably like, if anyone asks me, what's the number one thing they should do? I would tell them Halo.
Oh, that's awesome. And I think we have, and you can look on our website, there's a lower level called Moxie. Mm-hmm. Maybe you do 6 times or you do it 8 times, but you don't really have the downtime, but there's some benefit to that. So for people, because I think Halo or any laser, it's kind of does depend on the time of year when you have it done. And so like right now, if it's warm and you're in the sun a lot, or even, you know, in the early fall, it's like, well, I might want to have my Halo later. But if you wanted to make a difference in your skin earlier than that, then, you know, that's where maybe the Moxie comes in, or seeing Cameron. I don't know if you've been in to see Cameron yet.
I have seen Cameron.
So, you know, those kinds of things can help your skin in the warmer months, or when you might be out in the sun a little bit more. Obviously, you're always putting on sunscreen, right?
Yes,
everybody, every day.
Yes.
So you'd do it again. You'd recommend it to others, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So the other thing on my little list, somebody's told me that you had all therapy.
I did have all therapy.
Tell me about that.
I am actually having all therapy done again next week. I love it so much. So I just genetics and then some hard years in my 20s when I was a distance runner and didn't feel like I needed to wear sunblock. You know how that is. I just have a lot of like creping under my eyes, especially. And I'm starting to get, I've done so many treatments on my face and I feel like maybe my neck is starting to get a little. So a few months ago, I was blowing up Brittany and I was like, oh my God, I need more laser under my eyes. We got to get rid of this crepiness. And I'm, you know, I Googled it and this is what they said. And she, she wrote me back and she was like, you're not the expert. Come in for all therapy.
Oh, good.
So I went in for that and I had all therapy. So I did a halo laser with all therapy under my eyes and then my lower face. And that is supposed to be a spicy treatment. And I got to say, I fell asleep. I took the pain medicine.
Really?
I did. I took the pain medicine.
Wow.
I was probably also post night shift, so I'm sure that helped. And then I got the numbing. And then, yeah, I know that at one point I was definitely asleep for it. So it wasn't as bad as everyone says.
Wow.
Yeah. Everyone was kind of like making it seem like it was going to be the gnarliest of the gnarly.
It can be intense. I would say intense or spicy is a good
word. Spicy. But, I just wasn't spicy.
But again, it depends on whether you have some painkillers.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Because there are some patients, and actually we just did Corey Dillon, who's on Big FM 100.7. And we have her on the podcast just a few weeks ago and she had it done, but she was driving herself home.
Oh.
So she couldn't take any pain pills or anything to make her relax. So because of that, she used the Pronox, which is like the laughing gas, and you can kind of self-administer and take as much as you need, but it wears off within, you know, 5 minutes. So for her, it was definitely more spicy, but she didn't have a choice because she had herself needing to drive herself home.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, if you can have something on board for pain that is, and have somebody drive you home, I think that's the best of all possible worlds. But even if you don't have it, I mean, Corey got through it. She just took a few more breaks. But you falling asleep, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no anxiety about doing it again. Very happy.
And so how long ago was that you had your...
Oh, gosh. How long ago was that? It was February, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, those results take a little bit of time. You're not...
Yes.
It's not an immediate thing. And I remember, you know, a few months later, looking in the mirror and being like, oh, my God. A lot of that crepiness and those fine lines and that kind of like saggy under eye skin is better. I mean, it has improved so much. So yeah, it's pretty rad. I love it.
So you're doing another one. And actually, mm-hmm. So when I talked to Anne, we had Anne, one of our providers, she had done Corey's treatment. And I was asking her, how often should you have it done? And she was saying, you know, really, it sort of depends on what your goals are. And for some people, we might do one and then 6 months later, do another one. And then, you know, to get you to a point where you're like, okay, here's my new baseline.
Yeah.
And then you can like maybe do it every year or every year and a half. It's sort of like the halo too. It's like, you want to keep those results up. So people tend to, we have one patient we did a halo episode on and she's like, it's my birthday present to myself every year.
Exactly. Exactly. Brittany and I have kind of come up with a plan at this point, which is like halo yearly, all therapy yearly. And then a couple, I guess like 6 weeks after I do my all therapy is when I'll just get like a refresher of a little filler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you can't do it the other way around.
Right. Right.
I just had some filler put in and then I'm like, we were doing these all therapy episodes and I was getting really jealous. And I'm like, I really want that. And they're like, yeah, you have to wait.
Yeah.
So I have to wait till like Christmas time, but that's okay. Yeah. That's when my birthday is. So I'll do it for my birthday.
Yeah.
So when you get filler, do you mind me asking, where do you like to put it?
So Brittany will do it kind of in my cheeks and then it just kind of like fans out nicely. She gives me great symmetry, just kind of lifts me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, oh girl, she fills me everywhere. I don't know. I just kind of, at this point, I'm like, do what you need.
Do your magic.
Yeah. And she never comes at me with everything all at once, but she's like, well, let's put a little here to kind of balance this out and let's fill you a little. So I'll do kind of my smile lines a little bit, maybe fill along my jaw just a little bit to give it a little bit, just where I'm losing volume.
Right.
Just to kind of keep everything a little firmer and a little fuller. And
yeah.
I do a little bit in my lips as well, just because, you know.
You know, I think that's the key is having a provider who will tell you where you need it and where you don't.
Right.
Because sometimes we think we need something and they're like, no, you're good.
I have actually come here before being like, this is what I want. And having both Aaron and Brittany say, no. Absolutely not. Like showing me before pictures of myself. And Aaron, I remember Aaron like scrolling all the way back to 2016 and being like, this is what you looked like when you came here. And this is what you look like now. Do not lose sight and become one of those overfilled plastic looking people. And she really kind of like brought me back to reality. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Aaron, her husband was an ex-Navy SEAL. He retired, but, and they moved. They moved out of the county. So we miss her. But yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of our providers have in common is that they're, you can always put more in, that they're very careful with not doing too much. You can put more in, wait 2 weeks, see how it is. Let's see what we think. Let's wait a month, whatever. And maybe you need more, maybe you don't. And so being gradual and being conservative so that you look the most natural. I think, you know, sometimes we think we want it today. In fact, I remember a friend of mine, she wanted under eye filler and she'd had it before. And they're like, actually, you've got too much and it's old and it's not looking right. And we need to dissolve it. And they made this. She was like, no, but I want this today. Like she had her mind fixed. And so, you know, they had to dissolve it over a couple sessions, but then they had a nice clean slate to work with. And you know, she got some threads, she got some old therapy, she did some other things that then gave her a really great result. But you can't really know what you need necessarily as a patient. And I think that's where it's like, have that consult and say, okay, here's the places that bother me and how can we fix them and come up with a plan.
That's one of the things that I really appreciate about this practice is how conservative they are. And the fact that I haven't had anyone who is just like, yep, absolutely everything you want. It's totally fine. It's only been like, let's take this in steps. Let's go slowly. Let's start with this. If you feel like you need more, please come back. Let's talk about it. You know, let's look at photos of you in 6 weeks and then reassess. And I don't know that I've ever needed more, even when I've been sure that I did. Once that 6 weeks is over and I take a look at myself, I'm like, no, actually I look great. So,
So did anything surprise you about any of these treatments? Was there anything you weren't expecting?
I wasn't expecting the old therapy to make such a big difference. I think because you walk away from it without seeing results, that was honestly the most surprising thing for me was how well it worked and how natural. I mean, it just builds your own collagen. I mean, it's the best case scenario. It's just kind of like adding to your collagen base and kind of rewinding the clock a little bit. So I think that's honestly the biggest surprise. I haven't had any negative surprises.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Other than the halo laser taking longer than I expected to, like, you know, look normal again. But otherwise, no, I haven't really had any issue.
And what advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about a treatment, any of the treatments you've done? Maybe they're on the fence about it.
Biggest advice is obviously this is the La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery Center podcast. So, you know, go see them. I think if you really need to know and trust the people that are doing the procedures for you. I'm a nurse and I actually took care of both Aaron and Brittany when they were having their babies at UCSD.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they don't remember me. Brittany was like having a baby anyway, but what I'll say is like anybody can take a quick course and be quote unquote certified in filler and Botox. And that does not mean that they are good at it. It doesn't mean that they have experience. It doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. So I think the biggest thing that I would say to anybody who's considering getting procedures done is please, please, please be sure that you do your research on who you're going to and that you don't shop around for price because that is a problem. Don't look for Groupons because that's a problem. And go with someone that comes from like a reputable practice where you know they've been trained and vetted and have years of experience.
Yeah. And actually, that's a really good point that you bring up. We do, when we have a new provider come in, and almost exclusively the reason we've gotten new providers is somebody goes out on maternity leave or goes out on maternity leave again. We have to kind of thank you, Brittany. Thank you, Lauren. Yeah. So, but We vet them on every single procedure. Even if they've been doing it for 5 years somewhere else, we have to see that they know how to, they can, we don't just take their word for it. They have to prove that they know how to do it and that they understand, because our standards are really high because, you know, we have a reputation. We have a lot of really good reviews. And so we don't want to have somebody who's going to disappoint. So we do vet everybody on each procedure, and they can't do it until we've signed off. And I guess from a nursing point of view, you know, that's interesting that you bring that up.
Yeah. And I've, you know, I've had friends say to me like, oh, you know, you're such like an advocate for this stuff. I've sent like, I don't know, half the staff at UCSD here at this point, because I also think that aside from like learning how to do it, there's something about having that aesthetic eye. There's something mm-hmm. about being, I'm a great labor and delivery nurse. I know that, and I know how to do that, and I know how to like do that well, but I don't have that artistic eye to be able to look at a face and say, this is where the asymmetry is, or this is how it's going to be better. And I don't know that that's something you can really teach. Maybe you can, and I'm wrong.
There's some of it, I think, but you're right, that having that artistic eye and in 3D.
Yes.
Too, because yes. So much of it has to do with bone and the muscles and all your anatomy, you know, the facial structure. Like, so it's the artistic eye and the facial anatomy knowledge. And then how to inject, they're constantly learning on how to inject different areas of the face or the mouth, you know, cannula injection versus a syringe and all these different, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And they're constantly learning and finding new ways to do things better. And, you know, so that sort of continuing education component, I think is really mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lauren's a master injector and a trainer for Allergan and for Galderma. Brittany's a national trainer for Cyton, for the lasers. Khan goes and trains on the Nova Threads. They train other injectors. And so they really are the best at what they do, and they do a lot of it. And I think that's the other point, is how long have they been doing it, and are they doing it on a frequency basis? But I love the fact that you were referring your friends.
Yeah, well, you
bring
know,
them all over.
I don't ever stop talking about it. So I, you know, I really think that at 40, I think I look better than I did at 35. I definitely feel better than I did at 35. And these women have done more for my self-esteem, getting me back on my feet, making me feel good about myself again, giving me confidence again, getting me through like personal trauma than like a therapist has. I can say that definitely, you know, in terms of my self-esteem. I hope that Brittany especially knows what she's done and how important her work is, because yeah, I mean, it's made a huge difference in my life. It really has. So,
oh, that's so nice. And I think that's a testament to our team. They really are wonderful people who genuinely care. And that's what I really love, is even though I work there, when I come in and I don't work in the office. There's no room for me. They're so busy. I have to work from home, which I love because I have my cats. But, you know, when I come in, like, it's that feeling you get when you're there, and like that coming home and family and just making you feel welcome, and that they really appreciate you, and they're going to do their very best for you. And I always feel that way. And I feel like that's a typical patient reaction.
Yeah. Good. It's not just me. Okay.
So is there anything else that we haven't addressed today that you might want to talk about?
Oh, I think we hit all the finer points. Botox, filler, halo, all therapy.
Yeah. The hot tickets,
you know?
And they really are. And they're popular for a reason. It's because they work, you know? They really, really work. Anyway, but thanks again for joining us, Maria.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
I'm glad you had fun. And for everybody, check the show notes for all the links of the things we talked about. And thanks again for joining us today.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.